This is a piece from Miracle Mile, a story about two 1500 meter runners, and this is the last 200 meters of their race. Dawson was almost shaking when we came by him. The last lap was going to be a death march for him. Graham and Bork and I went past in a single step, and there was nothing left in Dawson to go with us. The voice said, "Graham, Bork, Campbell, it will be decided by these three." I couldn't believe I was still in it and feeling okay. Graham looked like he was getting ready to drop the hammer and put an end to all of this. But as we headed down the final backstretch, Bork seemed a little wobbly, and for about 5 seconds I thought I had a real shot at bringing him down and getting myself in there for second and a spot on the team. I was just about to release my own kick, trying to gauge how much I had left and deciding how I could fit it into the last 250 meters. I got up on my toes and I was getting ready to charge when I felt this hand reach out and touch the middle of my back, kind of gently, just a tap so I'd know he was there. I looked to my right and Burner came roaring by with his tongue hanging out and that enraged look in his eyes. The voice said, "Look at that. Burns is making a very strong move." I understand that sometimes people get their priorities mixed up. And I know that when you give yourself over completely to just one thing, you can lose perspective on the rest of the world. That is a feeling that I know. I think it's what happens to those old ladies who donate their life savings to corrupt televangelists, or to those pilgrims in the Philippines who compete for the honor of being nailed, actually hammered to a cross for their Easter celebrations. We have to scrounge for meaning wherever we can find it, and there is no way to separate our faith from our desperation. You see it everywhere: football hooligans, scholars of Renaissance poetry, fans of heavy metal music, car buffs, sexual perverts, collectors of all kinds, extreme bungee jumpers, lonely physicists, long-distance runners, and tightly wound suburban housewives who want to make sure they entertain in just the right way. All of us. We can only value what we yearn for, and it really does not matter what all the others think. This is why I cannot expect you to understand that when Jamie Burns came past me and he started up that now infamous kick, which won him the national title in the 1500 meters, his wild, chased by the train sprint that carried him around me and past Bork and all the way up to Graham, I cannot expect you to understand that when this happened, I was caught up. Caught up for the first and only time in my life in one of those pure ecstatic surges that I believed only religious people ever experienced. Even as it unfolded in front of me and I watched Graham hopelessly trying to hold him off, I knew that I had never wanted anything more than this, just to see Burner come up even and then edge his way forward in the last few steps and come sailing across the line with both his hands in the air. I did not care that this was such a small thing or that it could be shared with so few. I knew only that this event, this little victory, mattered to me in some serious way that was probably impossible to communicate. I didn't pray for it to happen because there would be nobody to receive a prayer like that, but I did wish for it. And even the wish told me something I had never known about myself before. We are what we want most. And there are no miracles without desire. That is why a mom can lift a car off her child after an accident, and a guy can survive a plane crash and live in the woods for a week drinking only the sweat wrung from his socks. That is how Burner won the race, by miraculous desperation. If you are not the person who wins, then the finish line of the 1500 can be a crowded place. There are bodies collapsing and legs giving out and people wandering around with dazed and exhausted looks on their faces. Burner's kick caught everybody by surprise. Even the announcer lost control of the story. And for the last 50 meters, he just kept shouting, "Will you look at that? Look, it is Burns at the end. Look, look, look." Look.